And in the Archers tonight at 7, Blossom Hill is alive with the sound of interfering.
I don't even think about it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not grey.
Professor Mary Beard considers society's reluctance to go grey.
I sometimes look at women who've got maybe an expertly coloured head of hair, but the clash between the hair and the face.
I think, what are you trying to do? Embrace getting old.
It's a fantasy of naturalism to say, why don't we just let our hair do exactly what it wants? You know, what do you mean, not cut it?
Glad to be grey on BBC Radio 4.
I think you can be cutting it grey!
On Friday morning at 11.
Our afternoon drama now on BBC Radio 4 is the first of 5 adventures in the final series of Pilgrim that you can hear every afternoon this week. At the end of the last series, William Palmer was betrayed by magician Morgan Hambleton, who then disappeared. Pilgrim promised to track him down, but so far has done nothing, much to the anger of the King of the Grey Folk. Pilgrim, Clennan Court, by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful day.
Beautiful.
It was an air, a certain demeanour, the way he carried himself, his style.
Oh, he had style, all right. Dash, savoir-faire.
Same for you as it was for me, my dumpling.
I bet he swept you off those pretty feet, Mr. Delancey. First time we saw you in that milk bar.
Whoosh. Honestly, Frances, you'll make me blush. Yes, you will.
Well, then that would do what can't be done and actually make you a lovelier mum than you already are.
Stop it now.
It was you, Coral. You who made me happy. Flower house or no.
What was that for?
That was to say goodbye. You always knew I wouldn't. I couldn't replace the one you had to give away. But I hope I was as good a daughter to you as I could ever have been.
You are all I could have wished for, Frances. More than and twice times over. Look, what do you mean goodbye?
I mean goodbye.
You can't be going anywhere. We don't do that. Not here at Clennan Court.
Oh, if I had a choice, believe me, I wouldn't.
What's happened to him?
He was just there.
Who was just there?
The visitor. Pipe in hand.
We don't have visitors here at the Flower House. Not unless they're invited. Specifically invited.
Said he had a message from Mr. Delancey, from the King of the Grey Folk. And that Mr. Delancey would understand as I was to be that message.
You, Frances? But why does that mean you have to... Mr. Delancey's retired. Even the King knows that.
Well, this visitor gave me some honey, but that honey was all bad. And then I got stung, and look!
Oh, let's go inside and rinse it.
Stung in the blood.
What on earth was that?
I'm going to miss you so very terribly, Mum.
This isn't supposed to be happening to us.
I know, but it is. And I've gone ginormous. See?
And they're in there.
Right, royal wrigglers they are too.
Oh, take my hand, my love.
It'd be best you went and found Mr. Delancey. That would be best.
This isn't right. This isn't right at all.
I love you, Coral.
I love you, Frances. I love you like you wouldn't believe.
Go on.
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer, cursed apparently on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185 for denying the presence of the other world by the King of the Grey Folk or Fairy himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men, and subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
They said I might find you here.
Excuse me, hello?
At the hostel. You are William, aren't you? William Palmer?
And you would be.
Must have been quite a fire. The damage?
Yeah, it was.
And the water mill destroyed?
People died. And it's Jackson's mill.
I'm Laura. Laura Tyler.
Laura?
Cigarette?
No, not for me.
I shouldn't, I know, but right now, given everything, I guess, well, what the hell?
Devil may care.
The mist today, ooh, the water. And you are William?
They said you'd find me here at the hostel.
It's not a problem, is it?
I had no idea Mrs. Greaves took such a keen interest in my comings and goings.
Perhaps we could meet later at the Curry House. It's the best in Derbyshire, I'm told. Prawns to die for.
Prawns to...
So I'm told.
Morgan sent you here, did he? Morgan Hambleton.
He understands that matters went somewhat awry. He does. He said so.
To you? He said so to you?
2 days ago.
I'd like you to take me to him now, please, Laura. Straight away.
Why, that's why I'm here. Why I've come.
What?
He wasn't at all as I remembered him from college, Morgan.
College?
Yeah.
Studying magic with Matthias.
Matthias, who died in the...
He told you all about that, did he? In the fire?
Only vaguely.
Which means?
Which means... I'm terribly sorry for your loss. I really am. But I've no idea who Matthias is. You see, I studied optometry with Morgan. I'm an optician. In Ludlow, where I lived. Up until 2 days ago, I... had no idea about anything to do with magic or anything like that, Mr. Palmer. Scarcely believed in it. Didn't believe in it. Up until 2 nights ago, my life was, well, what you would expect from a life. An ordinary life. And yes, perhaps I hoped to find some escape from it one day, but I never expected. Not in a million years. No, no.
Please, please, just come and sit down.
I'd sooner stand. That's all right with you, isn't it? And Mr. Palmer, you won't be angry?
Oh, of course not.
Only you seem so. Angry.
These last few months.
Of course. I'm not to go back there. To Ludlow. Not unless you accompany.
This is Morgan's condition.
His condition, yes. I have a van. A VW. We could...
He came to see you at your home?
2 days ago. How he found me, I've no idea.
Morgan's deranged. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Palmer, I am very aware of that. I am more than very aware of that. But you see, he has me by the throat. Literally, actually, literally, literally by the throat, see? The pendant. And as long as I persuade you to accompany me, then it won't turn on me, the pendant. In fact, it will, I'm told, only release itself from around my neck when you and I return to Ludlow, which is a bit of a... novelty to me, Mr. Palmer, having a pendant like that. A murderous pendant I can't take off, given to me by a man I haven't seen or even thought about in 25 years, you can imagine.
May I see it?
Don't touch it or it'll dig in deeper.
Oh, oh my.
Imagine you found yourself a position somewhere.
Something like that.
In Galeforth.
I think I've done my time.
Oh, my gosh, wouldn't live anywhere else.
No.
Lady found you all right, did she?
Yes, she did.
Up at Jackson's Mill.
You know me better than I know myself, Mrs. Greaves. I shall miss that.
I was up there myself just a little while before it burnt down, Jackson's Mill. Met the owner. Very peculiar afternoon all round.
Here is the outstanding 20 I owe.
Ah. Oh, there's poor people who died.
And here are the keys to my room.
Bet you'd like to know where he is, Morgan.
Sorry?
That was his name, wasn't it? The Jackson's Mill man. Up by 3 now.
Yeah, I'll be gone within the hour.
Not letting the dust settle.
No.
Because it's not as if you haven't done plenty of that these last few months, letting the dust settle.
Excuse me?
Disappointing, we call it. Most.
We?
Those who follow your progress with interest. The king.
Mrs. Greaves.
And you on the corner of that burning lake. So hot and lusty for revenge. Promising to hunt that Morgan Hambleton down. Promising never to stop. No, never once. remember.
I am doing all I can.
You are dragging your wandering feet, pilgrim. You are full of boo-hoo-hoo. There is action that must be taken. There is blood that cries out for blood. And we were fools to think that once, just once, you would do the necessary. That you would sing a fierce song, yes.
I will deal with Morgan Hambleton. You may depend on it.
But you haven't dealt with Morgan Hambleton. And we don't depend on it. Not at all, no. And so provisions have been taken.
Provisions? What provisions? You must speak plainer.
What's funny is you never get any post.
Sorry?
No letters from the council, no benefit applications. You're not our usual, Mr. Palmer, not by a long chalk. Have you paid work outside of Galeforth? I'll bet you do. You don't strike me as a scrounger. You strike me as a doer. Gus, too. Gus said.
I shall miss Gus. That friendly face of his.
You're laughing.
Yes, I am.
What are we laughing at?
It's good to be on the road again.
You're a very curious article, William.
Well, it's been said before.
It has?
By those that know me.
Like our boy Morgan.
Morgan.
Who is he to you, William? Who is he, exactly?
Well, you could say I'm an old friend of the family.
It didn't strike me that he thought of you as a friend. More that he was wary.
Wary? That's almost funny.
What's the beef between you?
It's nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with me?
No.
Only it is, isn't it? Only I'm a dead woman if I don't get you back to my house, so call it a courtesy. I'd sort of like to know everything if it's not too much trouble.
Perhaps when you're not driving. What are you doing?
Pulling over. Now, I'm not driving.
Mr. Delancey? Mr. D, I know you're in here. It's your coral. You shouldn't be sitting up here in the flower house on your own, you know. Not with us both all at sea like this. Oh, there he is, my handsome man.
Coral.
Your own stupid Cupid, my love.
My own?
I know.
Our beautiful Francis.
Our beautiful Francis.
You could say he's been something of a disappointment to me, Morgan.
We have that in common, then.
And I never suspected. I never once. All those years when I would visit, spending time with his mother, watching him make his way, taking pride in him.
Person wants to think the best.
He's always so polite, courteous.
Butter wouldn't melt.
Was he like that at college?
When he mainly wore corduroy.
He should have done this to you.
And all for your benefit.
Morgan Hambleton.
It's always the quiet ones. You're what?
He'll not get away with it, Laura. You have my word.
Is that supposed to be some sort of a comfort?
Can we get back in the van now?
Still no the wiser as to why I'm involved.
To humiliate me further. To gloat at his victory.
Wow, he must really, really hate you.
Apparently so.
What was that thing you mentioned? That Therry thing?
Therry Arkham.
And that would be?
It's Morgan's great resource. The water of life.
That's ironic, right? You mean that ironically?
Believe me, Laura, I will do everything I can to make things good.
Because that's what you do.
Excuse me?
Morgan said you might say something like that.
I know you must blame me.
Oh, blame you, Mr. Delancey. I love you.
Frances, she was a message to me, you understand? A message from the king.
your king of the grey folk.
And I shall never forgive him for what he has done to Frances. I never will.
And our daughter, Mr. De Lancey, the daughter I bore you so many moons ago, what of her?
There is no cause for concern.
But I am concerned, and I see that you are too.
Best we both leave this conversation be, yes.
But I don't want to leave it be, because if the king can do this to our Frances, then what could he do to our daughter? Our daughter, you always swore to me, was all nice and tucked away in safest houses.
She is.
Is she?
Coral.
Then why can't we go to her?
There is a man coming here to Clennon Court.
And he would be?
One who goes by the name of Palmer, a pilgrim, and you must show this pilgrim every hospitality.
And who is this pilgrim to us?
He is the one that hid our daughter, my love. And pilgrim and only pilgrim knows where. Not you, not me, not the king.
And if the king has gone and discovered our daughter's whereabouts anyway, what then?
What decision did I make, Coral?
That I'm to entertain Pilgrim until you come.
Precisely. And not a word, Coral. Pilgrim, in his turn, knows nothing of you or the flower house.
He has no idea at all.
And that was exactly as I designed it to be, yes. Why, the less he knew of our true circumstance here, the less danger you or our daughter could ever be in.
Only she might be in danger, mightn't she? As we are. Frances.
As long as I persuade Pilgrim to do as he is expected to do, then we will all be all right.
And that business would be what when it's at home?
Let me speak with Pilgrim, my love. I shall make him aware of his responsibilities, and then everything will be all right again.
Not quite all right.
He has a companion, Pilgrim. Who knows how she could serve us?
A new Frances?
Best not jump the gun.
You're shaking, my love.
I expect to be trusted and obeyed, Coral.
I love you, Mr. De Lancey. Always will.
And are you, Coral? Are you?
Pilgrim, you say?
Pilgrim.
Got a lot of cassettes in here.
And they're all horrible. Luckily, the machine just chews them up. You don't like to drive, William?
It seems wrong to me. All wrong, these woods.
60s didn't look like the 60s in the 60s.
The night that Morgan came to visit.
I'd been on this date, which was pretty much as rubbish as a date could possibly be, and when I got home, Morgan was just there in the front room reading a magazine.
And he'd given you no indication that he was coming?
It was as if he just appeared out of nowhere, which I suppose he had, given the magic you say he has, and his skin.
What about his skin?
Oh, the shine on it, as if it had silver running underneath.
Silver?
Unhealthy silver. Is that possible? Can there be such a thing?
What, is unhealthy silver?
Yeah.
Theriarchan.
You're saying he's turned into it now?
Won't know until I see him.
Cosmopolitan. It was Cosmo, the magazine he was reading. And you know what? He seemed so at ease in my house, so relaxed, like he'd lived there for years, years and years.
The road, Laura.
You see, this is more than all my experience, William, this situation.
And he gave no indication of what he wanted.
Just that he was looking up old friends and that I'd been very much in his thoughts of late.
Oh, there are others he's got to see.
I have no idea.
Seriously, perhaps you should just slow down a little.
And his voice, so soft and unthreatening. But there was definitely something very wrong about him. And that's when he spoke about Jackson's Mill and you and that things had gone somewhat awry. Oh, brother.
No, we should stop speaking about all this now.
I don't
just
want
drive.
To stop speaking about it because that little bastard has turned my world upside down, William. And yours, by the sound of it. And when he presented me with that pendant, I should have thrown it back in his silvery face. I should have said I wouldn't wear it under any circumstances. But the worst of it was I was scared. Actually, bloody scared of Morgan bloody Hambleton. Oh, obviously. Pendant doesn't like me speaking ill of him. What was that?
Don't know.
Insect of some kind?
Perhaps a wasp.
Oh, horrible wasp.
But I still think we should definitely slow down.
Oh, quicker I go, the sooner we get there.
There's no disputing that.
Must be a hive somewhere.
I don't know.
It's as if they're flying straight at us.
Because that's exactly what they're doing. Look out!
What? Look out! Look out! Look out! William! Oh, William!
Laura?
Oh, are you okay?
Oh, I'm just stuck, I think.
Can you free your arm?
Oh, I think so. Yes. Ah!
Oh!
Ah!
Oh, I'm free. Hold on. I'm coming round.
Are you all right?
Seem to be. Those insects.
Those insects, yes.
Ah! Oh.
Oh. Oh. Can you unlock the seatbelt?
What about your arm?
It's just best you did it quick.
William!
Oh, my shoulder.
Oh, I'll go and fetch some help. No arguments, just wait. Wait right there. Did you hear that?
Stay here, don't move.
Is there someone out there?
Hello?
Mr. Palmer?
Mary and Joseph.
Oh, no need to be frightened, Dumpling.
Who are you calling Dumpling?
I'm calling you Dumpling.
Well, I don't want to be called Dumpling.
What do you want to be called?
What do you want to be called?
I want to be called Coral. She's a rocket, isn't she?
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Coral.
Yours too. Mr. Palmer. You are Mr. Palmer?
I am.
There you are, young lady. You see? Manners. A perfect example.
Have you any idea who this person is?
No, not in any wise, but I am quite enchanted.
He did not say you were charming as well as welcome.
Did he not? Who didn't?
Mr. Delancey. And the sooner we get you both back to Clennon Court, the better. Oh, it's lovely there. Paradise. And Mr. Delancey would very much like the pleasure of your company at his table tonight. But listen to me blathering on. We don't want to keep Mr. Delancey waiting, do we?
No, I don't suppose we do. And although I appreciate Mr. Delancey's enormous generosity, I don't think that we can, in all conscience, abandon this van out here in these woods.
Oh, I wouldn't worry your pretty little head about any of that.
No?
Because Mr. Delancey is a regular wizard when it comes to fixing things. He has those kind of fingers.
What the hell are you talking about?
She's definitely a feisty one, isn't she?
You have no idea, lady.
I like her.
Lead the way, then, Coral.
You're not seriously suggesting we go with her.
Have you a better suggestion?
But what about getting back to Ludlow? Morgan!
Are you two coming or aren't you?
We are on our way, dear lady.
Wine.
I'd sooner not.
Mr. Delancey made it himself, you know.
Making wine, fixing vans, is there anything he can't do?
If there is, and I'm sure I don't know what it is.
Well, perhaps when Mr. Delancey comes, then we'll drink his health together.
Ah, yes, of course. Perhaps that's best. How is your shoulder now, Mr. Palmer?
Oh, it's feeling a lot better.
Still a little bit more work to do, I think.
That is amazing.
I always had the magic touch.
The magic touch?
Should have been masseurs like those Swedes you read about in the evening news. That's what Frances always said.
Well, the London evening news.
Mum used to get her dresses from the classifieds.
The classifieds?
Pored over them for hours, she did. They'd always worry she'd see something untoward, something not above board. She never did, though, I don't think. Nothing that I knew about, anyway. Oh, my lovely old mum.
No, the London evening news shut down years ago.
It was. Well, Mum won't like that. Not one little bit. No, she won't.
How old are you, Cole?
A lady never tells.
25? 30?
Frances used to tease me about Mum. Her old dresses.
And who's Frances?
Like a daughter to me, she was. Replaced the one I had to give away, Mr. Palmer. Replaced that one.
Replaced her?
You gave a daughter away? Coral?
The day suddenly seems very close, doesn't it, Mr. Palmer? Like it's a closed box full of special chocolate secrets. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't, Coral, but I know that you do. This daughter that you gave away...
Sooner not talk about her if it's all the same to you. Now, I think we're almost done with your shoulder, Mr. Palmer. How's that?
Wow! Yes, that's a lot better. Thank you, Cole.
You've got your mobility back. Always good to have your mobility back. Your suppleness.
That's not possible.
What isn't?
That shoulder was broken an hour ago. I know it was. And now it's...
Better?
Better, yes.
Mr. Delancey said you were one to be reckoned with, Mr. Palmer.
Mr. Delancey appears to have my measure.
Oh, Mr. Delancey has the measure of everyone.
Does he now?
Well, we can't be delayed, can we, William? So, if it's all the same to you, we'd like to be on our way.
Laura.
Best you sit tight, Dumpling.
I told you already, don't call me Dumpling. Who are you to call me Dumpling?
Laura, please.
Laura, please, what? We're supposed to be sorting the Morgan situation out, or had you forgotten about all that?
Morgan? Who's Morgan?
Morgan Hambleton. The madman who's threatening to kill me if I don't get William here back to my house in Ludlow.
Kill you, Dumpling?
Yes, Dumpling, kill me.
Well, no need to get all uppity about it.
Uppity?
I must say, I am very impressed, Coral, with this house and the gardens.
I do my best, but ever since Francis went, it's just me.
And Mr. Delancey doesn't lend a hand with the upkeep?
Mr. Delancey has other concerns.
And what would they be?
Tending the flower house, Mr. Palmer.
William. Coral, or Bill, or Billy, if you prefer.
My father was a William.
He's not here too, is he?
My old dad? Not bloody likely. Didn't like the country much. City man.
And how long have you been here, Coral, at Clennon Court?
Since I met Mr. Delancey. September the 7th.
September the 7th when?
1958.
Of course it was.
Dumpling.
Best we listen to Coral without interruption, Laura. That would be best, no matter how unusual what she has to say may be.
Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Stupid.
That was what was playing on the jukebox the day I met him. Roy's Milk Bar in Soho. It was our song, sort of. It swept me off my feet, just like he did with Francis. Proper Doug Bogart he was.
And Frances, when did he sweep her off her feet?
1985. She wore a black lace shirt with orange braces. This was the fashion then.
So when he brought her here, Frances...
He developed her, just like he developed me.
Developed her? What do you mean, developed her?
As a replacement for the daughter I had to give away. I told you, yes.
And this development of yours took place...
In the flower house, of course. Where else? Luckiest, most wonderfulest day of her life. Mine too. Yours as well, Dumpling, if you're lucky.
I'm sorry. I've got to get out of here. We've got to go.
So listen, it's really very, very important that we maintain our civility, Laura.
This woman is insane.
And it would never do to insult either her or Mr. Delancey's kind hospitality. There would be consequences.
Consequences?
Of a most savage order, I suspect.
By savage, you mean...
And I know that us being here is no coincidence. Now, smile.
Smile?
Not forgotten how, I hope.
I'll say this for her. She does have a lovely smile, your friend.
Thank you.
Shame she's got a bit of a mouth on her.
And I trust, dear Coral, that she will be protected by the same ancient bounds of hospitality as you and I. No harm will come to her.
Shan't be me that's rude and breaks the ancient compact.
I have your guarantee.
What guarantees can I give you? I'm not Mr. Delancey, am I?
So what, if I may be excused for asking, what exactly happened to poor Frances?
Well, she got stung out near the hives after eating some bad honey. Stung in the blood. Horrible it was, just horrible, traumatic, you can imagine.
And after she was stung?
Well, she went ginormous.
Ginormous?
And she could feel them all inside her. Right royal wriggles they were.
Right royal?
And then she went and burst, and 1,000 bugs all flew out everywhere. Yuck.
That's it. That's bloody it.
Come back, Laura.
Where does she think she's going?
She's terrified.
Of what?
Of you, Coral.
Well, she's not to go off on her own. No, she's not.
Well, I'll fetch her.
No, Pilgrim. You will stay where you are and answer for the daughter you squirreled away from me.
What did you say?
You heard. I'll catch her.
I would sooner you didn't. unfurl your wings.
Get back here, Laura!
Help me!
Leave her alone, Coral, please.
Best you stay where you are, William, yes.
Don't hurt her, please, don't.
Hurt her? Why would I hurt her? It's Mr. Delancey who wants to see her at the flower house.
No, please don't take her. Laura? Mr. Delancey? Coral? Well, then I suppose there's nothing for it but to bid you all a fond adieu.
All I wanted was the opportunity to enjoy my retirement, Pilgrim, that's all. Spend some time with my girls, but oldest in the flesh.
I was expecting a Mr. Delancey.
And it is he who stands before you bright as a moon-white button, yes. Surprised?
I am, yes, very.
Knew you wouldn't forget me.
Oh, I could never do that, my lord.
We were such enemies, weren't we?
Well, you acted on the order of the king.
Oh, the king, yes, our ever so vaunted.
Mr. Delancey?
I knew such an outlaw.
Mistakes I paid dearly for.
Hurting you was never a pleasure.
You were never one to be carried away, my lord.
I wasn't, was I?
The king's most perfect warrior.
And he had the very best of me. Yes, he did. The king, the very best.
Old times.
Fondly remembered.
Well, not always so for me.
Well, you were a bit of a scamp, can't deny it.
An outlaw, you said.
Running with those you had no business running with, Xander.
Xander is dead.
So I hear, and on your instruction, too.
Well, matters had come to a head.
And you ordered his to be pulled straight off. Ouch!
I would like to see Laura now.
The hot blood who accompanied.
As well you know.
There's so much for us to say to one another. I actually do not know where to start. No.
Well, you could start by assuring me that Laura is alive.
And you could start by showing me some common courtesy, Pilgrim.
My lord.
Because I won't stand for being pushed about. No, I will not.
I wasn't aware that I was doing any such thing.
Not you, Pilgrim. The king. The king who I served so steadfastly and loyally. The king who I expected to leave me be in my retirement. The king who has punished me. Me. For your tardiness, Pilgrim.
Punished you?
Most cruelly. Follow.
Where are we going?
The hives.
I would rather you...
Not considering defying me, are you, old boy?
You forget. I did you some service, my lord. You and Coral.
Coral?
She was the infant's mother, wasn't she? I had no idea.
I know what you meant to.
Rain in the forest that night.
Such rain. Such dreadful rain.
No, I never thought it would be you, my lord.
Me?
To take a hot blood as a wife.
My own stupid Cupid.
Your beautiful Coral.
She is safe. Our daughter. She thrives.
First, I would like to be reassured about Laura.
Oh, would you now? Well, be reassured by this. And don't you make me any more cross than I already am, Pilgrim. Don't you do that. Don't you even think about doing that. No. Or I shall have those puddly eyes of yours and feed them to you on a fork.
Forgive me, my lord.
I'll ask you again. She thrives. Our daughter, yes or no?
Yes.
Your word on that.
When did I ever play you false, my lord?
Follow.
Coral?
Yes, Laura, love.
Where am I?
You're in the flower house, and you're not to be concerned, not in any wise.
Not concerned? I can't move my arms or my feet.
That old one there, with the unraveled top, that was mine. My cocoon.
Where's William?
Still chatting with Mr. Delancey, I should imagine.
I'd like to leave.
Can I leave?
Leave?
If that's all right. Is that all right? Please?
Honestly, Laura, you've nothing to worry about. It's a beautiful, beautiful process. It really is. And your body feels like... Well, your body feels like that extra special wonderful you feel when you're in love.
Only... I'm in a cocoon.
And very lucky to be so.
Coral.
Yes, Dumpling.
This doesn't really need to happen, does it? The cocoon.
Doesn't it?
I don't think so. Not really. Nothing actually has to happen, not if you don't want it to.
But I do want it to. And you will too, once it happens.
William! William!
We'll be here in good time, Laura. We just have to wait for Mr. Delancey to be all done talking to him. Now, what do you think of it?
Oh, I don't know what I think of it, but I'm damned if I'm going to let you do this to me.
Truth is, I was a little nervous too, before I went in that first time. Once I was in, everything went sublime and dreamy.
Sublime and dreamy?
Like a first kiss.
And Francis?
I'd sooner not talk about Francis.
Was Francis afraid when Mr. Delancey dragged her here in her black lace shirt and orange brooch?
She wasn't dragged. He swept her off her feet.
He abducted her, Coral.
He gifted her to me.
And you know that's wrong. Gifting people, I know you do.
Perspectives change.
Do they now?
Francis was happy.
And her life, the life she had, the life you had, the real life you lost. What of that?
You're confusing me.
No, I'm not. I'm not confusing you at all. What would your dear old mum say? Your old mum, searching through the classifieds, what would she say if she could see you now, Coral? Would she approve, do you suppose, or would she be dismayed? I think she would be dismayed. Dismayed and horrified at the monster you've become.
Can't be alone at Clennon Court, no.
Don't do this, Coral, please.
Cocoon is love. Love is cocoon.
No, Coral, please.
You want for nothing, Laura. No, you won't.
It's growing. It's growing all around.
Best to relax. Let it wrap itself around you. Let it keep you safe as houses.
It happened here, beside the hives.
This is where Francis was stung.
This was where the king delivered his message.
Yes. You must speak plainer, my lord. His message?
His message, Pilgrim, was this. That if the king can come here to Clennon Court and destroy dear Francis, who never did a thing to him other than be a beautiful and also very precious daughter to us, then he can do the same to our real daughter, whose name I don't even know.
Are you asking me to speak it?
Of course I'm not asking you to speak it.
As far as I know, she's safe.
As far as you know? All you had to do was hide her so that the king could never make a marriage claim.
Has the king made such a claim?
We must pray not. But even the merest threat that the king might marry her is enough to cause concern, is it not?
It is.
Because as you yourself know, that marriage means but one thing and one thing alone.
Enslavement.
Joyless and everlasting. And why? Because of your failure to dispatch this erstwhile magician of yours.
Morgan.
Is that the blackguard's name?
Morgan Hambleton.
He who has so enraged the king.
But why would the king choose you, my lord?
Because it amuses him to do so!
My lord.
Now get out of my sight and put matters rightwards.
No, not without Laura.
Yes, without Laura.
Well, without Laura to lead me to Morgan, there is nothing I can do. I can't say it straight.
Coral would have her as her new companion.
Well, then that must be stopped. It must be stopped right now.
If I discover you act for the king.
Not I, my lord.
It is a trial, Pilgrim, to be humiliated, so it is a trial.
For us all, Mr. Delancey. For us all.
Coral.
Here, Mr. Delancey.
And the woman, Laura.
Is in her cocoon.
The procedure must be terminated.
Terminated?
Yes, my love, terminated.
But she's barely cooked, see?
Pilgrim, lost your puff.
Oh, my lord.
Perhaps you would be so good as to explain to my wife why she must be so cruelly denied her new companion.
Is she in that cocoon?
She is, and well content.
Oh, my.
You are impressed.
He is impressed, Coral. Coral, you must listen to me, please.
And if I don't want to release my new companion...
Then I will not be able to contain and dispatch Morgan Hambleton.
Contain and dispatch? I say, Pilgrim.
Oh, please, my lord, do something before she's
time
lost.
To do or not to do.
But what will become of us, Mr.
All
Delancey?
All will be well, my love.
It will?
It will.
Then what would you have me do?
Were it up to me, I would release her.
It is up to you.
The tenderness of a loving wife, Pilgrim, is there anything sweeter?
Please, Mr. Delancey.
Regarding Morgan, you promised to do as you must, Pilgrim.
Never doubt me. Morgan is as good as dead.
Fail me in this, and I shall see you tormented until the very last day of the world.
I will not fail you.
Then I will release her. Go well, Pilgrim.
Him, Mr. Delancey.
He didn't seem impressed.
Well, it's his own fault for confining you. Oh, a mess.
I'd sooner not say anything more about it.
No, it's best you try to forget.
As you do.
Well, you're home now.
Home. Yes. Home.
Laura?
30 years, William.
What?
Well... You said you took their baby away 30 years ago. Well, you can't have done, can you?
Can't I?
Well, what are you, barely 40?
Books and covers.
Books and covers?
You can't judge one by the other. You have a lovely home, Laura.
And I don't want to die in it, William.
These mushrooms.
What mushrooms?
The table here.
Nothing to do with me.
Well, you weren't here when you left. Mushroom. Hmm.
Is that a no?
No harm will be done to you. M.
He's been here. Morgan's been here.
You've never come across anyone called Randall, have you?
Should I have?
Laura?
Oh, bloody pendant. What were you saying?
Randall has these mushrooms growing near where he lives.
Randall does?
Laura? Laura!
Shame. She let spirit that one. That Laura.
She's dead, Mr. Delancey.
Be sure and finish him, Pilgrim. That Morgan of yours. Be sure you do.
Depend on it, my lord.
In Pilgrim, Clennan Court by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton. Laura was A.D. Allen, and Coral, Cassie Layton. Delancey was David Schofield. Francis, Nicola Ferguson, and Mrs. Greaves, Susan Jameson. The legend was Agnes Bateman, and the director was Mark Beebe.
Pilgrim's Adventures will continue tomorrow afternoon at 2:15.
The devil presented himself and remarked, "Who is this?"
"What did you say?"
"I hated that man."
"But I am troubled, sir."
"You villain."
"I am troubled."
Mysteries to shock and surprise.
I again saw the murdered man. He stood grimly behind them, beckoning to me.
Five sinister short stories from one of the most famous writers in history.
Oh dear, what can it be?
Charles Dickens, Tales of the Supernatural, read by Adrian Scarborough. Brand new for BBC Radio 4 Extra, beginning tonight at 9.
Oh, it's a rare place.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. There have been clashes in the French port of Calais, where demolition teams are tearing down parts of a migrant camp known as the Jungle. The authorities want people to move to shipping containers nearby. Anna Holligan is at the scene.
Migrants use boulders to try to repel the demolition teams who moved into the jungle just after dawn. The riot police responded with tear gas. They used a water cannon to extinguish a fire that had broken out inside a caravan parked amongst the shacks. Now the migrants have been pushed back and the demolition teams are continuing their work.
Macedonian police have fired tear gas at hundreds of migrants who've stormed a fence at the border with Greece. More than 5,000 migrants, many from Syria and Iraq, have been stuck on the Greek side for several days. UN trucks loaded with food, water and medicine have begun heading into one of several besieged towns in Syria. It's the first stage of a big expansion of the UN's aid programme to take advantage of a fragile ceasefire. The First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon, has urged David Cameron to fight a positive campaign to keep Britain in the EU. At a speech in London, she accused him of using the tactics of fear. Downing Street rejected her suggestions, saying the Prime Minister was committed to setting out a factual and hard-hitting case for staying in a reformed EU. Share prices in Morrisons have risen after a deal with Amazon to sell the supermarket's products on its website. It's the online retail giant's first supply deal with one of the UK's big four supermarkets. The former Polish president Lech Wałęsa, who helped bring down the communist government in his country, has denied being an informant for the communist secret services in the 1970s. He says documents released this month, apparently showing that he passed on information about his shipyard colleagues, are forged. BBC News.
In the Arts Exodus, in an hour, the artist and writer Deborah Coughlin examines how artists are priced out of city areas that they have helped to revitalise. First.
Reign of Britain, the nationwide general knowledge contest, chaired by Russell Davis.
Thank you, and welcome once again to the BBC Radio Theatre for the eighth heat in the 2016 season of Reign of Britain. One of the four competitors beside me on the stage here will be taking another of the automatic places in the semi-finals later in the spring. And if the scores today are high enough, it's quite possible a runner-up may be joining them too. Let's lose no time in meeting today's contenders.
Hello, I'm Mark Cairns. I'm a writer and photographer from London.
Hello, I'm Roy Isworth. I'm a surgeon from Tenterden in Kent.
Hello, my name's John Webley. I'm a dentist from Southampton.
Hello, I'm Wendy Young. I'm an NHS worker and a performance poet from London.